The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they are fun. And sometimes they're funny. And every once in a while, we tag the funniest ones. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. All you have to do is go on the internet, go on Facebook, go listen to the news on cable, anywhere else, and you know time is short. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Many of us will, many of us won't. Many of us will for a little while, and then we'll stop. Maybe we should just put them in place, make them like cement in our lives. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that whole process. I'll give you a perfect example before I get into the explanation. Sometimes we do really goofy things. Today I was getting my tea ready for the show, just in the little kitchen we have. Small little kitchen, just a little teeny, teeny kitchen. And so there's a little bit of sweetener there that doesn't have any calories in it, so I opened up the little packets of the sweetener, right? Because I usually get it prepared ahead of time for the show. I put the little bags in there, little tea bags in, then put the stuff in there. Opened up my little sugar, non-calorie sugar. Poured it right in the bowl where the packets are and not in my cup. And I was thinking, interesting start to the show. That's the kind of stuff that happens. Sometimes you just got to laugh. You got to do your best. You got to respond to it. Sometimes we just do goofy things. And you want to know what? It's okay. Here's the bottom line. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, you got something you want to share, something the Lord's working on in your life, maybe you have a prayer request, maybe you have a praise report, maybe you want to answer Bible trivia, to which we will get to later, all you got to do is give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Well, you'll end up talking to Terrific T, and that is terrific. You can also text us during the show, 214-210-8483. Some people do not like to have their identities known, and that's a good way to do it. We don't go hunting down your numbers. 214-210-8483, and you can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Which leads us to our website, full of clips, audio clips. There are some video clips. There's some fun things. There's some pictures. There's some challenging statements on there. There's some interesting teachings. There's even old sermons. I've been doing ministry for over 40 years, even though it says 35 years. And there's a lot of stuff on there you can enjoy. All you got to do, oh, yeah, you can give there, too. That's always good. All you got to do is go to HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, now somebody's already calling in, but we haven't had a trivia question, so that tells me that somebody's either calling to say hello, they're calling with a question, They're calling with a comment, or they're ordering us lunch. Either one of those things, any one of those things would be fantastic. I'm going to ask you real quickly to be in prayer for me. So it turns out I'm not the best, the wisest person to do planning, and neither is the school where I'm getting my doctorate at. And apparently I have a class that is starting Monday while I still have 2 weeks in another class that I'm doing. And in the other class that I'm doing it, I'm at the major paper point for this coming up week, and there's another class starting at the same time. So you know what I need from you guys? Prayer not to take a long walk off a short pier. Okay. Okay. All right, so we got somebody who wants to call in and share. We want to give them that opportunity. Fair enough from my perspective. Let's go ahead and have it come through. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Rob.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm fine, David. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I got to confess, I am looking forward to the weekend, but that's simply so I can sleep in at least one of the next 2 days. That's what I'm looking for. Just a little sleeping in would be great. All right.
Totally understandable.
Yeah. I mean, you get to that point where it's like, and the older you get, the more you go, boy, that sounds good.
Yes, it does.
All right. What can I do for you? Do you want to share something?
Yes, David.
Absolutely.
I want to share something that will, I hope, encourage your listeners.
Okay, fire
you know,
away.
The word says that God works in mysterious ways, and I'm a songwriter. I've been doing it for over 40 years, a Christian songwriter, and I wrote a song about a World War II episode where an individual sent a Bible home, and the song was basically entitled 1943. Well, anyway, it's my favorite song that the Lord's ever given me. And so anyway, I went to an antique mall one day, shortly thereafter, and I picked up some things at the antique mall. And as I was looking, I found this Bible there at an antique mall for sale. And I picked it up, and it was in excellent condition. And I opened it up, and it was printed in 1943. And I said, how interesting is this? And the song was still playing in my head, so I said, I've got to buy this Bible. A Bible shouldn't be for sale in an antique mall anyway. It should be in the hands of people that need it. So I bought the Bible, and I said, Lord, I know there's a reason for you leading me to this antique shop to find this perfect, beautiful Bible printed in 1943. And then I paid for it with a couple of other minor things. They're at the counter. And I asked the lady, I said, ma'am, how much do I owe you? And she said, I'm so glad you bought that Bible. And she said, okay, your total amount is $19.43.
Wow. The 1943. You wrote the song 43, and the total was 1943.
And the song says this, real shortly, If you read in Luke 12:22, Jesus really cares for you, and that's what I wanted to share with you today. And that's the scripture is Luke 12:22. And God bless you, man, for your program. I so much appreciate listening to you.
Oh, that is fantastic. In fact, if you have a copy of that song, don't hesitate to send it to me via email, and we'll see if we can squeeze it in. As long as, this is not to be offensive. We don't have any money, but if we can play it on the air, we'll be glad to, you know, from cuts of it or different parts of it. Love to.
Well, God bless you, and to God be all glory, okay?
All right, my brother. God bless. What a great testimony. Thank you for opening up the show with that. That's fantastic. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good job. That's just so cool. I just love it because, you know, he writes this song 1943. He finds his Bible from 1943. He goes to get it at the checkout. It's 1943. I think the Lord doth speaketh. That is a test. I just love stuff like that. Have you had stuff like that happen? You guys know this stuff happens. All right, we're going to skip what I was going to teach. I just want to talk about this real quickly. You know this kind of stuff happens. And what this is, what we often will call it, or, you know, they always have to have a theological term for something because they're weird. But it's like a divine appointment, kind of like a divine manifestation where the Lord is going, bing, bing, bing. I mean, how awesome is that? What a blessing for Rob. What a blessing to hear, know that he's written this thing. The Lord's given him this. He's like, oh, I got to do this. She's like, oh, that's great. You should buy this. What do I owe? 1943. bam, just kind of like an affirming and a reaffirming and a reaffirming. So one of the weird things that happens, and I understand there's, you know, a couple of ministries that are like, oh, God doesn't do anything today. Well, let me tell you, the biggest miracle in the universe is that God saves any of us, and he's still saving people, so he's still doing miracles. That's an easy catch right there. But one of the things is, this wasn't him searching for a sign to confirm that God was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Messiah. This was the Lord. This is more like the King David element, where King David says, show me a good sign. And that's what God did for him. He just showed him a good sign. What a blessing, a reinforcement of faith. And then he gets to go on the air and share it. This is a great testimony for you and I to hear, to be aware that God hears what is going on in our lives, our prayers, our petitions. He knows what's deep within our heart. And sometimes... and I need this too, just in case you want to know. Sometimes you get something that happens and you just go, yes, yes, Lord. And that's those moments, those divine appointments that God in his graciousness coordinates for us so that he can just give a short witness. We know the witness is in his word. We know the witness is in communion. We know the witness is in our prayer and in the fellowship and when we serve one another and give to one another and do these things. But every once in a while, you get the five loaves and two fish, and you get that little extra extra, right? Oh, what a great testimony. Thank you, brother, for calling in and sharing that. What a blessing for the entire audience. Just keep that in mind. Are we going to take – I just love that. You can never do better than a testimony that God does. So we're just going to go into the word when we come back with trivia, by the way. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind destroying
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to start right away with our trivia question. We're going to do DNA, and then we're going to do some expository review on Hebrews. And I am telling you, there's one portion, lights out. It's fantastic. But let's just do this real quickly. Our trivia, blank. Now, whenever I say blank, that means you got to fill in the blank. For those that are trying to figure that out, blank goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Blank goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Let's do our DNA. DNA is what we're made of, what we are created from, so to speak, on a spiritual basis. It's not the DNA of the world, per se. It's the DNA of our spiritual zone. All right, we do have somebody calling in, so we'll go ahead and get that. And let me just tell you your DNA, although we don't usually do it with T, but we're just going to wait, and I'm going to do it without her while we get this ready. Okay. All right, so here we go. It's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. So that's, did you say daily? I didn't say that. Okay. So you draw closer to the Lord daily, which means every day you need to spend some time in the Lord, with the Lord, connecting to the Lord. I don't care what anybody says anywhere in the universe. Jesus made it clear, daily, daily, daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Tells you everything you got to know. Draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 when, never. Be ashamed of Jesus or his words, but the world makes fun of us. Well, the people that make fun of Jesus and his words will be shamed by Jesus and by the Father, by the Holy Spirit, in the council and before the judgment seat of all. And I'm not going to feel bad about the fact that I believe it, and neither should you. So you never be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
See, she got in there anyway. To with serve. The daily. Good job. So the bottom line there is that you have this attitude of drawing closer to the Lord. You're never ashamed of what he has to say, and you keep yourself ready to be a vessel, to be used by God, to be a blessing and a communicator and a vehicle to other people, and that gives you the ability to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, love your neighbors, love yourself. It's not the fullness of it, but it's a part of it. See what I'm saying? All right, do we have somebody ready to answer the trivia? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Awesome to hear your voice. All right. So this passage is one of the most misquoted passages in the Bible. There's three of them. This is a big one. And that's why I'm glad we're kind of going into it. Blank goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. What's in that word? What is that word?
I believe it's pride.
That is correct, Amundo. It is pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall, which is amazing because most people say, well, pride goes before a fall. And it's like, no, the haughty spirit goes before a fall. Pride goes before destruction. That's a lot worse. That's just even worse. That's worse than a fall. That's destruction. That's bad.
No doubt.
All right. Good job. Excellent, excellent work.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, great job. Here we rolling. All right, let me get into this Hebrews thing. You've got to hear this. This is so cool. I got to get to this other part. We got to get to the second part of verse 3, okay? So let me just, there's two parts in this one verse. Actually, there's three parts. I'm only going to do the first two parts. This is Hebrews. We started this last week. Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times in different ways. And in these last days, he has spoken to us, yay, by his son, God, whom God has appointed heir of all things and made the universe through him. Watch this. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact expression of his nature. That's not even the fun part. This is just really good. When it says the sun is the radiance, that word radiance means reflection. If you go to a mirror, okay, I go to the mirror, right? Now the mirror of late gets bigger. Okay. Well, I'm taking up more space is what I'm trying to say when I look in the mirror. But when you look in a mirror, you see yourself, right? When you look at Jesus, when you are seeing Jesus, that is like God standing in the mirror and you're seeing him. It's like, wow, that is as intricate and specific as you can get. Wait, that's not even the best part of it. Then it says this, the sun is the radiance. So he's the mirror reflection of God's glory and the exact expression. The word exact expression means representation, exact duplicate or copy, or an exact reproduction. And that's very important to understand. It's not a clone, okay, because a clone has differences from the original source. In this case, it's the exact. And that's a big difference. When you want to know what God is like, when you want to understand how God engages with people, when you want to understand the heart of God, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for a specific picture of the actions of God and consider the things that Jesus said and did. And you will see that. Now watch this. You think that's big? Well, watch this. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. You think, what does that mean? That means this. I'm so glad you asked what that means. I'm going to tell you. The word sustaining in the Greek is Pharaoh, almost like Pharaoh, like you would think in the Old Testament, right? Like Pharaoh. And what it means is to keep from falling. Listen to what I said. To keep from falling. In fact, Thayer goes into a deep explanation explaining that this word, sustaining, means the preserver of the universe. The very power of the words of Jesus sustain the universe. It keeps it from falling. Now, just so slow down. Hold on, okay? How this comes about is because Matthew 28:18, Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, in the Amplified, it says all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus holds absolute rule, absolute authority, absolute control over everything, and it is by his powerful word that the universe stays in existence. Oh, it's just like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that the words of Jesus make the universe exist continually? Yes. Now you have to think about this, because this will really make your noggin overcook, or as we used to say in the Yiddish home, you will overcook the kugel on this one. The words that Jesus has and uses sustain the universe. Now consider how powerful the word of God is that you read. Oh, wait. You're trying to tell me yes. Now wait, Dave. Nope, I don't have to wait. This is the thing that we don't understand, and I'm not trying to get you to have a weird mentality. I want you, and I want myself, and I want all of us to understand that it is by the powerful, sustaining words of Jesus Christ that the universe sustains in existence, and that's the word that he is also communicated in that silly little book where he speaks and breathes on you. Only the God of the universe, who can do all these things, would have something like Rob, where he writes a song in 1943, finds a Bible from 1943, has to do this purchase, put it all together, and it's 1943. Only God.
And so he says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Jesus keeps it all going. And this explains why, a little bit more clearly, in the prior part of the verse where it says that he made the universe through him. Jesus keeps it all going. You know, everybody's very concerned about us exploding ourselves with many different things. And I think in many ways we probably could have done that 5, 10, maybe 20 times over. You're talking about a bunch of nukes with a bunch of people who are a bunch of knuckleheads. And so therefore you're like going, yee, yee, right? I have no doubt in my mind. Jesus has poured out the crazy glue and put it on planet Earth so we did not explode ourselves. Just because he sustains it. And that's the word he's spoken to you? Yes. And now you know why it says in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. What? It all kind of gels, doesn't it? It's amazing how God does this weaving and so on. What I want you to be aware of is that the very word sustaining, phero, in the Greek, means to keep from falling. It's Jesus's words that keep the universe on track. Oh, by the way, that same guy with that same power of words said to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is as sure as the existence of the universe. I know people in science now are like going, bing, 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 bing. I get it. But science is always evolving, right? The truth doesn't evolve. It is the truth. It does not change. Isn't Jesus amazing? Yay, Jesus. That's what I'm going to say. Yay. All right. That's just Hebrews. That's one half of a verse. This could be a very long teach. That's all I'm going to say. All right, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, there's so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months, but I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick, and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can. Right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, you catch the wind, and you know. So I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye.